The couple next door for broadcast Friday, August 8th. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Pete's sake, this is what you call a soft-boiled egg? Look at it. Hard as a rock.
But I'm very sorry.
Look at that yolk. Certainly cooked this more than in 3 minutes.
Well, I did the best I could. I was busy with Miss Oglethorpe's soft-boiled egg, and she takes hers exactly 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
You know, it seems to me ever since we've had this baby nurse, which is, what, 2 weeks now, our whole life has revolved around her likes and dislikes.
Well, I'll fix you another egg. I'm sorry.
Never mind. I've got time anyhow. Look, I'm sorry I was cross, darling. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't know how you feel. I always feel it's one of life's minor tragedies to open a soft-boiled egg and find it isn't exactly the way you like it.
Well, you're good-natured. I guess so, but I didn't need to be quite so riled up about it. I'm sorry.
Well, you're right. Just having a baby nurse just isn't working
well,
out, dear.
Darling, the whole idea was to have her for Betsy's sake, so you'd have more time for Betsy, and she wouldn't be jealous of the new baby.
Well, Betsy has no time for me. She's outdoors playing with the neighbor children all day, and I don't even feel I've had a baby. I never get to see him, really. Miss Oglethorpe has just taken over. I feel we've rented a room to some woman and her baby. And since she doesn't help with anything around the house, it actually just makes more work, more food, more dishes, more of the
Look, let's get rid of her, huh?
Well, I guaranteed her 6 weeks so she wouldn't go somewhere else. Well, Mandel said she was so marvelous, I should just grab her.
Now, look, it's not working out. Fire her.
Me? I haven't got the nerve. You do it.
All right. I don't mind. I don't mind. She doesn't intimidate me. I'll do it. Where's the morning paper?
She has it.
What?
I put it on her morning tray. Well, she asked if we took the morning paper, and I said yes, and she said she'd like to have it on her breakfast tray.
For the love of Mike. Now, look, you know, I
Good always... morning. There was no salt and pepper on my tray.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's right here. I thought.
No, look here.
I dislike mentioning this, for I always believe in not interfering in the privacy of the families. However, a radio was playing rather loudly past midnight last night.
Oh, I guess that was me. Yes, I was reading in bed.
It's only that I do like to get at least 4 hours' sleep between a 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock feeding.
Well, yes, of course. I'm very
thank
sorry.
Thank you very much. Oh. Good morning.
Huh? Why didn't you fire her?
Well, give me time.
How much time?
Well, she's a real battle axe, isn't she? I mean, she's not the kind that it's easy to fire.
Yeah, I think you can work up your courage today so you can brave the lion in its den tonight.
Certainly. Look, I'll fire her when I get home.
Feel great? Well, with no extra effort, you can do even better than that. Simply stay with us on CBS Radio and let our road shows, starring Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney, raise your spirits a notch or two higher with every tuneful visit they make. 11 times a week on most of these same stations, Bing and Rosemary drop by with a cheery hello and a song or two. And every time they do, things go from better to best. These unabashed optimists are on the air 7 days a week, adding sparkle to your work days as well as your weekend. If your daily routine has been getting you down, why not pick up a fresh slant on life with Rosemary and Bing? If your weekend plans call for festivity, celebrate in style with them, too. Their songs are as fresh and as friendly as the flowers on an Easter bonnet. So today, tomorrow, every day, there's always a refreshing road show starring Bing Crosby or Rosemary Clooney on its way to you. So don't miss the next one.
Where's everybody?
In the living room, dear. Come on in. Betsy's feeding the baby.
Betsy is?
Huh?
Boy, you better not let Miss Oglethorpe see that.
Oh, don't worry about her. She's gone.
She's gone?
Yes.
For good?
Yes, indeed.
No.
Oh, Daddy, it was so funny. funny.
Oh, really, dear, you know how Brownie never has liked you.
Yeah?
Well, Miss Oglethorpe doesn't approve of dogs being around children, especially babies. And every time Brownie got anywhere near the baby buggy, Miss Oglethorpe always chased him away, you know.
Yeah?
Well, it was right after his 2 o'clock feeding, and she took him out in the buggy in the backyard. And, of course, Brownie came sniffing around. You know how he does.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'd just given Brownie a big bone, which he left on the back sidewalk. You know how fussy the nurse was. Well, she apparently picked the bone up, and Brownie saw it, and he flew at her. Well, he snarled and barked.
And Miss Oglethorpe yelled and yelled at him.
He was screaming, which was so silly. You know, Brownie wouldn't really bite anybody.
No.
Well, I heard the commotion. I flew out and grabbed Brownie.
Yeah.
And Miss Oglethorpe was furious. She said he'd bitten her ankle.
Brownie?
Well, I looked at her ankle. My goodness, you couldn't see a thing. He didn't even rip her stocking.
Oh, he was so funny, Daddy. He was hopping around on one foot holding a
left. No, really?
He did look funny when there was nothing to it. She should know better any of it to try and take a dog's bone away from him, you know.
Yeah, well, he probably scared her. You know, Brownie's pretty good at putting on a show of being furious.
So cute. Well, that settled that. She was not going to stay another minute in a home with such a vicious dog.
Vicious Brownie.
Yes. So she packed her bag, and I wrote her a check, and away she went. Oh, you bet she holds the bottle up, dear. He's not getting anything. There. Hold it up there.
Is this a bag of cheese, Daddy?
Yeah, he sure is.
Look at his little teensy-weensy fingers.
Yes, sir. Yours are like that, too, you know.
They were?
Sure. Yeah.
Look at how big they are now.
Gracious, look at that. Oh, Betsy and I have had such fun with the baby all afternoon.
Oh, that's good. I got to tell you, with the nurse going, this is the first time that we four have been alone together.
I know it.
Well, you like your brother?
Yes.
Oh, Betsy's been wonderful with him. There, I think that's all he wants for the bottle, honey.
Can I burp him?
Yes, you can burp him. Here, let me hold him up for you, darling. Turn him around now. There, now here. Put your hand right there, darling, and keep patting. Good girl.
Oh, boy, so she's gone.
Yeah.
Gal, you know, I spent all day, as you said, working up the courage to fire the dame.
I should have called you. But Betsy and I have been so excited at having the baby all to ourselves. Oh, good heavens, I haven't even thought of dinner, and here you are home.
Well.
Has he burped yet?
No, dear, you'll hear him when he does.
We had a letter from Aunt Effie, Daddy, and she's coming to visit next week.
Yes, your grandmother's much better, dear, and Aunt Effie says she can leave us for a few days. Can't wait any longer to see the baby.
Oh, fine.
Only one thing, Aunt Effie said she was shocked we hadn't named the baby yet.
Yeah, I know. Everybody keeps asking me what we've named him. I have to say we haven't decided.
Well, I'm not naming him Chauncey, and why you keep insisting when you really don't like the name any better than I do?
It is just to please my father. I don't, you know.
Like your father very much. I'm simply not going to keep patting the baby. That's your father. There! There!
<Success.
laughs> Now, come to Mommy.
Come on to Mommy. Oh, we're so sweet.
Can you give him a bath now?
No, darling. Get this bath in the morning. But you can certainly help me. Hello, darling.
Well, hi. Hey, look at me. Hi there, fella.
Would you like a lollipop?
No, dear. It's too little for lollipop.
No, I'll have one, darling. Hey, this is wonderful. You know, our little family together alone in there.
Dear, please, instead of fussing about it anymore, why don't we decide right now what his name is? We have talked and looked up names, and both our families are after us to name him this and name him that. Why don't we just decide definitely right now? I mean, we're not going to please everybody anyhow.
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
Now, tonight, let's just pick a name and decide definitely on it.
Well,
I really do feel that it's just idiotic to keep changing our minds.
Well, I'm not changing my mind all the time. You know how I feel.
Mommy, for my... the policeman out there!
Darling, please, Mommy and Daddy discussing something. Please don't interrupt, sweetheart. Now, let me get the list of names, and we'll go over them again.
What happened? Get away!
Brownie's biting the policeman!
Brownie's biting a policeman? What policeman?
Brownie, come here! Brownie!
Your mother's got to put you down.
Brownie!
Mommy will be right back.
What happened?
Come here, Brownie. You come here.
Brownie,
is
it? What happened?
I don't know. It's all right, I guess. I
got
it. Quiet now.
Sit up. Quiet. Sit down.
Why don't you keep that animal tied up?
Tied up? Why, Brownie has the sweetest... Somebody please tell me what has happened.
I don't know. I came out and I pulled Brownie off him and
Betsy, go ahead and give the baby a rattle. Just rattle it for him, will you, dear? Hurry up. Run along now.
This is 13 Brayside Lane.
Yes, sir.
And this is a dog named Brownie.
That's right.
You had in your employ a nurse named Miss Thelma Oglethorpe?
Yes, that's right. She left this afternoon.
And this is the same dog that bit Miss Oglethorpe?
Oh,
She didn't bite her at all.
What?
He just took a nip at her because she picked up his bone. And anybody knows you shouldn't try to take a bone away from a dog. Anybody in their right mind.
Never mind. Just what are you doing here, officer?
You have been reported as owning a vicious dog. I was sent out here to investigate, and I must say the report is certainly accurate.
Brownie is not a vicious dog. He has got the sweet
disposition. Madam, I do not consider that a dog has a sweet disposition when he takes a bite out of my leg.
Oh, dear. Well, may I see it? Where did he bite you?
My gosh, I can't tell you how sorry I am, but it's just incredible.
I can't see a thing. I think he just tore your pants, that's all.
What?
You were probably more scared, officer, than anything.
Scared? That mutt bit me.
Mutt?
Dear,
nothing
honey,
shows, not even any teeth marks. I wouldn't worry about it at all. Brownie, aren't you ashamed you didn't carry him?
Dear, William, we are very sorry, officer, really.
Sorry? You'd better keep that vicious brute tied up or muzzled.
Tiny little dog, a vicious brute.
Ridiculous.
If Brownie attacked him, it was because he was trespassing. Good heavens, we've always hoped Brownie would be a watchdog. Usually he's too friendly with everybody. I should think you'd be glad he's shown some spunk at last.
Spunk? He's just bitten a policeman.
He's also bitten your nurse. That's two reports for biting. And according to the laws of this state, if your dog has three reports against him for biting, he is required by law to be put away. Last but not least, I can only hope he's had shots for rabies.
Oh, well, oh, sure. I mean, I suppose. Didn't he, dear? Dear, didn't he?
I don't know. He had distemper shots, and then I got some salve for wood ticks.
Call the vet. Call the vet at once.
We'll return to the couple next door in a moment. The rough and tumble atmosphere of the frontier and the tense quiet of a hospital operating room are worlds apart. Yet you can bridge both of these exciting worlds easily every Saturday here at CBS Radio, where most of these same stations bring you Gunsmoke and City Hospital. On Gunsmoke, United States Marshal Matt Dillon looks trouble square in the eye week after week. It's his job to preserve law and order among the pioneer settlers in Dodge City. Many of his fellow citizens have more respect for a gun than they do for justice. That makes Dillon's job a tough one. It makes it thrilling, too. And it makes for good listening on Gunsmoke. Enjoy a distinct change from your own routine. Follow Marshal Dillon through another daring exploit on Gunsmoke tomorrow. Then, just minutes later, go behind the scenes at City Hospital, where Dr. Barton Crane fights for life and human happiness as ardently as Gunsmoke's Marshal Dillon, but in a different way, with scalpel instead of gun.
Dear, has the policeman gone?
Yeah.
Goodness, such a to-do over nothing.
Well, we're going to have to buy him a new uniform.
Oh, just the pants. Really making such a fuss. Why, there wasn't a single mark on his knee where he said Brownie bit him.
Yeah, well, I guess he was nervous, after all. You know, when a dog flies out at you and grabs your leg. Now, look, why would Brownie do a thing like that?
The baby buggy. I think he thought the baby was in it. And this afternoon, Betsy and I were trying to teach him to guard the buggy. You know, and I just realized that probably
really?
Is.
You know, that's wonderful. By golly. Yeah, well, just the same, we better make sure he doesn't nip anybody else, since he's already on the police record and he's only got one bite left.
Imagine Miss Oglethorpe reporting him.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, we're rid of her.
Yep. I think your son needs some attention, Mommy.
Well, you'd better give it to him then. I have to get dinner.
Oh, look, I got some reports to do.
Darling, without Miss Oglethorpe, our life's going to be quite different. Who gets the baby?
All right. Okay, son, I'm coming. Okay. I'm coming.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, Francie Myers, Madeline Pierce, Edith Atwater, and Frank M. Thomas, and is produced by Walter Hart. Listen again on Monday to The Couple Next Door.
Thank you.